a lot of attention over the past couple of weeks in the football world on head injuries, especially after what we saw in the Bills-Dolphins game the other Thursday night. Jim Ryan is joining us with more information on NFL players kind of coming out and detailing some of their head issues long after they retired, Jim.
Yeah, folks who've been out of the NFL for decades even, about a third of nearly 2,000 retired NFL players think they have chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE. That's a brain condition that's been linked to repeated head trauma, the kind that quarterbacks like Brett Favre are subject to during their careers. In fact, Favre was on Capitol Hill yesterday testifying about the injuries he says he took. More than 1,000 concussions, according to Favre, during his career. He played for more than 20 years. He now says that he's been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
It's so sad to hear that. You know, I'm just thinking, too, is this why guardian caps are being used now throughout the league?
Well, absolutely, yeah. Caps on NFL players, but also down at the lower level, in college, in high school, in junior high school, you know, peewee league. Suddenly, that's really become the focus to try to prevent the kind of head injury that can cause concussions and can later potentially cause this CTE. Problem with CTE is that you can't be diagnosed with it. You can't reach that diagnosis until after you're dead, until an autopsy confirms that you were suffering CTE. But so many NFL players believe that they're suffering CTE that the Journal of the American Medical Association, Susan, says that they're making themselves sick with that very belief, even if they don't have CTE.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. Jim, thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Jim Ryan joining us with the latest on that. Even the belief is weighing heavily on the minds of a lot of these NFL players.